Again, we can accomplish in 5 minutes or less. So this is the first source. Hamal mivarech chodem shimol shekidushan tzavet zivanu al hamila imal ben chavero. Uniquely, we don't find this in other areas of halacha, v'imal es beno, but if it's his own son, mivarech v'tzivanu lamul es haben. Not al hamila, but lamul es haben. What's that? Right, exactly right. It's a stronger formulation, yeah? The Rambam holds that only the father can make the next bracha. Right, only the father gets to make that bracha. The Ravid, as we, what's that? Right. Well, we do the father. The father should do it. Right. So the Ravid says that somebody else can do it. The Sanda can do it. Or maybe it's better for the father to do it, but the Rambam says only the father can do this, which is, again, it's a different bracha samitzvah. No, it's a different bracha here, lachniso. Mitzvah la'av la'mul espino, yesra mitzvah shemesuvin yisrael, shi'imolu kol arel shebinein. Lefikach, imen shanavim, imen mevarchin achara, bracha zo. Ah, so the Rambam tells us something really critical, because it's really not the same halacha. The father is a mol. The father is the one, right, who is responsible for doing bris milah. And bris milah, when the father does it, isn't just a surgical procedure, but it's a way of entering one's own child into the covenant. When somebody else does it, right, the only idea is that we can't have arelim walking around. We can't have people without a bris milah walking around, but you don't have the same knisa la bris. You don't have the same bringing somebody into the fold of Klal Yisrael. Hence, it's Meduyuk in the Rambam. This is what the whole shir was about last year. Sheimolo kol arel shebineim. And that's why the Rambam, again, uniquely amongst the Rishonim, held that the bracha lachniso can only be made by the father. And then the Rambam says, I know there are people who disagree with me about this. Yeshumi shahora shevarchos abezdin o echad mina'am ve'in roi lasos kein. The Rambam explicitly rejects their view. V'im hayu shamomdim omrim kishem shechnisaso lebris kein tachnisi letaro lechopa. Well, the Ma'isim Tovim, if the father is there to make the bracha, which he does, so everybody should react, you know, with glee, you know, in a very beautiful image, that this child should be entered into the covenant in the fullest sense of the term. Aviya ben mivarech shachianu, only the father gets to say the shachianu. The end of Hilchos Mila, the Rambam says, me'usa hi ha'arla, arla is repulsive. In other words, al kol panim, you want to remove arla, you don't want arla in Jewish society, distinctly, gedola hi hamila. What the Rambam is saying, but mila is a separate din, right? And that's what we said is really the din of the father. Gedola hi hamila. Mila is exalted, right? So meula arla is most. You would, even if you couldn't accomplish mila, really, because you don't have the father there, right? You still want to expunge arla. So he says, "Gedola hi amila." So nikra Avraham Avinu shalem ad shemal shenamar hishalich lefanai veyesamim. Right, our, of course, topic. Vetna brisi beinu veinecha, etc. V'chol mevar briso shel Avraham Avinu veiniach harlaso mishacha av pishish b'torah ma'isim tovim in lochelak alam haba. And the Rambam finishes Hilchos Mila with a real peration. Borei kamachamura mila shalom nitla lemosh rabbeinu lefish la'achas. We'll talk about that case today. Alpha Bishahaya Baderech, that Moshe Rabbeinu was almost literally subject to Misa B'dei Shemayim for being Misrashal, for delaying the Bris Mila of one of his sons. V'chomitzus HaTorah Nichrasu Alein Shalosh Brisos, V'al Mila Nichratu Shloshes Rei Brisos Im Avraham Avinu. In this week's parasha, you'll count, you know, in the last Aliyah, so we have 13 times the Torah says that this is the Bris of the Torah. Very, very powerful idea. So again, the Mahalich that we developed last year was to explain that there are two fundamentally distinctive halachos of Bris Mila. One of them is the father, that's why he has a different bracha, not al hamila, but lamul asaben. That's why only he, Lashita Saramam, says the bracha, lachnisa b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. So why does anybody else even do Bris Mila if you can't accomplish it? Well, very simple. You can't allow something which is ma'us, something which is repugnant to us, such as an arla, right, which is an affront to, you know, our sensitivities. We can't allow that to exist. So if the father isn't around or unwilling, whatever it is, we'll talk about that. So then Bezdin has a responsibility to make sure, just like Bezdin has a responsibility to make sure that there's no Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael, Bezdin has a responsibility to make sure there's no Arayos, Bezdin has a responsibility to ensure that there's no Arelim walking around. Okay, so, but it doesn't aspire, it doesn't get anywhere near to the same place. Okay, that's the infrastructure. That's very important for people to understand that there are really two different elements of Bris Milah in this respect. One for the father, Knisa Labris, and one, what we call Hasaras Ha'arla, simply removing that which is Ma'os, that which is Miguna. Okay, now let's talk about this year, building off of that, a very important question, a Machlokes Amoraim, which became a Machlokes Rishonim, which became a Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, played out all the way through Jewish history to this very day, which is what is the Ma'amad, what is the role of women in terms of performing Bris Milah? So we'll see, on its surface, it appears to be a completely unrelated question to what we just talked about, but you'll see that that is actually not true. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, "In anashim chayavos b'milas b'nehen el ha'av, o beis din b'makom she'en av." So the way that the line of succession works is obviously the father first, as we'll get to the Gemara and Kiddushin in a moment. The father's not there, then Beis Din takes over the responsibility, and women have no obligation vis-a-vis their sons. Doesn't say anything about them being prohibited. That the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't address. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, very meduyak, that mothers have no responsibility vis-a-vis milas b'nehem. Where does this come from? The Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin. And the next 20 minutes or so will develop the Shita of the Baalei HaTosfos before we return to the Shita of the Rambam. So the Gemara Kiddushin, that's familiar to all of us. Remember, we spent a lot of time last year in the Gemara Kiddushin Shir discussing this. Says one of the mitzvos HaBein Al-Av, the first one is mitzvahs mila, la mulo minala. How do I know that a father is responsible to do that? D'chsev ayam l'Avraham is Yitzchak beno, next week's parasha. V'heicha d'loma le'avua, if the father doesn't want to, isn't there, lo aleinu, is not around in general. M'chayvi beizdin l'mimalei, d'chsev himolacham kol zachar. V'heicha d'loma le'beidina, m'chayvi u'l'mimal nafshei. And if nobody took responsibility for this, not the father, not Bezdin, so then the person has a responsibility to themselves. So ihi, a woman, or the mother, we'll get to Tzipora. Good friend. So Tosa says, oso velo osa. Typically, the mitzvah says shesman gramo shenimal b'shmini le'daso v'nashim p'turos. So Tosfos asks the question, right? Why do we need a special gzeiras hakasa of oso v'lo osa, right? To the exclusion, you know, of the women. Just say it's a mitzvah says shesman gramo. So Tosfos, you know, hems and haws. Yishlomar kevin dima b'shmini v'hala ein lahefsek lav zman gramahu. Maybe it's not really a zman grama because, you know, it starts on the eighth day, it never really stops. Okay, Vim Tomer Akasi Mitzvah Shazman Gramu, Din Malin Alabayom, but you say, well, but even though it continues, you can't do a Mila Shalabizmana Balaila. He says, even that's a machlokas. Yishlomer Dasi Kamanda Marhasim, the Mila Shalabizmana, no Heges, Bein Bayom, Bein Balaila. So the answers are not so important for now, whatever you think of the answers. We'll get to the Ritva in a second. The question, though, is very telling. Obviously, the Baalei HaTosfos assumed this is part of a much broader discussion, women's obligation in mitzvah seishas man grama. Hence, Tosfos says, just one second, Freddie. Just to finish the sentence. So Tosfos is bothered, right, by this idea, right, that I don't know why you would need a pasuk, oso velo osa, just say it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. And Tosfos gives the answer, it's like, oh, maybe this isn't really a mitzvah seishas man grama. Yeah, Freddie, go ahead.
I was wondering that if you say milosh lebes mana is even at night, you like to do it in the middle of the night, so what happens, like, is the reason why the evening, why do you say to do that night?
The halachic day starts at night. Maybe that's the best time to do it. The halachic day starts at night. So they say, you know, why delay any other? Why delay even a minute? You know,
it's, so that night is the eighth day.
No, that you can't do. By Yom HaShmini, that's only Mila Bizmana, but once you get past the eighth day, so maybe you should do it as soon as you possibly can do it. Even if it's at night. So the mitzva, you know, is very important to, you know, be careful about it. So he says, "V'iyim nolad l'mechayv l'molos b'no v'chseim alam likra." Typically, the mitzvah says "shes man grama." Question of Tosos: the mila b'yom v'lo b'layil nashem turos. So he says, "Iklamei mar dahasim mitzvah nafsha." And mitzvahs say shasman grama don't really cover things that you would do to somebody else. So v'hacha mitzvah dibina havamina dimechayva delogari bezdin mechayva lemimalei. Right, if bezdin can take over the responsibility, the father's not there, so why should the mother be any worse? You'll see that I disagree, but you know, based on the Rambam. So in principle, it seems like the mitzvah is very much within the kivun of the Bali Atosos, and he's saying, yeah, mitzvah say shazman grama should have been the factor here, but maybe for technical reasons, mitzvah say shazman grama doesn't apply. Don't think about yom v'layla, but maybe mitzvah say shazman grama is only things that relate to the person of the woman herself. This, by the way, is a very famous ritva. The Minchas Chinuch, you know, quotes it. So let me just show you, you know, the Minchas Chinuch, who very much got caught up, as many of the Rishonim did, in this approach of the Bali HaTosvos to the sugya, you know, in general. And what I'm going to try to be doing here today is to break us out of that mentality. But first, you know, we have to kind of experience it ourselves. So the Minchas Chinuch, right? So the Atosos, they ask their famous question. What about mitzvah say shazman grama? If he's elamad the kaimelan kirabana nashim belavachib turos mitmachma shazman grama, right? We paskin like the rabbanan. We don't paskin that milah shalom bezmana is only, you know, it can be done by laila. We paskin it's only by yom. So it should be a mitzvah say shazman grama. Ve'alkarch rabbana lo darsho drasha de oso. So it must be that the drasha of oso velo osa, says the Minchas Chinuch, right, is dropped. I disagree in the strongest possible terms. I think that, again, the Minchas Chinuch fell victim to a certain perspective of Tosfos, as we'll see. Ach Megillah Daf Chaf, Kasvu O Teretz, right? Tosfos gives another answer there. They love this question so much. We talk about it all over the place. The Gam, the Rabban, Kem, Vichyasei, Sheish Ba Kares, Avshad Nashim Chayavos, Avshad Zman Grama, Hagam Shein Chiv Kares, Ala Ara, Velo Av, Mikol Makom, Kevan Dasei Alim, Sheish Ba Chiv Kares, Velo Dami Lamatza, Simcha Vahakel, Vigam Nichrasu Ala Yud Gimel Brisos, Havim De Nashim Chayavos, Al Karach Chitzis Kra, De Oso, Ve'ayin Beritva. So basically, right, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, if you look in Tosfos elsewhere, they say, yeah, it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, but, you know, it's a very special mitzvah because it's Yud Gimel Brisos and you're Chayav Kares, and so maybe the normal rules of women being Turos don't apply, so that's probably why you need Oso, Velo Osa. Very similar to the mitzvah, right? Because the mitzvah said, ah, mitzvah say Shazman Grama only applies to things relating to your own person. They don't apply more broadly. Then, the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Turei Evan. This is just, I was debating whether or not I should even include this, but it's good for everybody's edification. The Turei Evan had the Shita, which the Minchas Chinuch seems to like, that the whole idea of mitzvah say shazman grama are what we call mitzvos zmanios, meaning something like shofar. You can do it on the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then you're done, or lulav, or sukkah, or things like that. But mitzvah say shazman grama are not meant to relate to things that, let's say, you couldn't do before a certain time, but now you basically have to do, right? Like the milah. So even though we paskin the Minchas Chinuch of the Man D'Amar that we're not going to do milah, right, Fred? We're not going to do milah at night, even if it's shalom bezmana, we're going to do milah during the daytime. That doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Okay, so the Turei Evan again, and the mitzvah, and Tosvos, and the Minchas Chinuch, they're all sort of fixated on this question of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Do we need oso velo osa? Do we not need oso velo osa? Maybe it is redundant, maybe it's not redundant if you assume that mitzvah saseh shazman grama doesn't cover, maybe because it's kares, maybe because it's kind of ongoing, maybe because there's a man da'amar that it applies, shalom bezmana ben bayom ben malayla. This is all within a very specific way of thinking about the issue. So let's go a little bit further within this perspective. Like I said, the first thing today is we're going to go very deep into the world of the Bali HaTosos, which is basically the world that the Minchas Chinuch lived in. But then I will take us very far from that world. So the next Gemara, Fred, you pointed it out, right? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, where the question is asked about women and Mila. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Minayin Lamila be Ove Kochav Mazalos Shipsula Tamalamar Veata is Brisi Tishmor. Ove Kochav Mazalos are not part of the Bris. They're not part of the Bris Torah Mitzvah. So Amr Chizda, my time to Rabbi Yehuda Dechsiv, La Hashem Himol, right? This is the context of Korban Pesach, Vechi Agori Tchem Ger, Veasa Pesach Hashem Himol, Lo Kol Zachar. The Rabbi Yossi learns it from a different Pasuk, Himol Yimol, this week's Parsha. So there's a question as to what the difference is between these drushas. Itmar minayin lemila ba'akum, shepsula on the back. So daru bar papash made the rav amar v'ataz brisi tishmar. Rabbi Yochanan amar himol yimol. My benayu. Rabbi Mahu givnoni mol ika benayu. Mandam himol yimol ika. If the whole point is that only somebody circumcised to give a bris mila, if a Gentile is circumcised, which is not at all uncommon in the United States of America, so he can circumcise. Mandamar is brisi tishmor. If our understanding is that you have to be part of the covenant of Torah mitzvos, leka, right? Obviously, no matter how he could have the best bris mila in the world, lemahadrin, that doesn't make him a member of the bris of Torah and mitzvos. Mandamar himol imol ika. The Gemara goes back and forth. El ika binayu Yisrael shemesu echav machmas mila. Another possibility. The hemophilia case, two older brothers died. Right, this guy is part of Torah mitzvos. However, he's not circumcised. He's an RL. Right, the mandam rehimo yimo leka. Then another possibility. Alaika benayo isha. The mandam rehasas briti tishmor. Surprisingly, Gemara says leka. You would have said ika, right, because she's obviously related to Torah mitzvos, but she's not part of actually having had a bris mila. You know, l'shem Torah mitzvos, t'isha lav basmila. He l'man damar, himo yimo, ika, t'isha keman, demahila damya. But if you say that only somebody who is, let's say, not an RL, who underwent circumcision, or let's say didn't need circumcision altogether, because she's an isha, not a zachar, so maybe she can do bris mila. Okay. Now Fred's point, amika l'man damar, isha lo, but how do you can say that? V'aksiv atikach tziporat zor. Right, this historic, heroic moment of Tzipora saving the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Karibay, so we'll have to say that even though the Pasuk says, Vatikach Tzipora Tzor, it says Vatukach, Vaksiv Vatichros. So, Karibay, Vatikares. The Amr Linesha Harina, she didn't do it herself. She found a mohel in the middle of the desert. All right, Fred is. Okay. Okay, so that's very dachok. Katzenstein was in, like, you know, the desert. What can I say? Katzenstein was walking by in the desert. Yeah, I know. Right. I say 100%. Okay. So it sounds pretty dachuk, right?
What?
It sounds pretty dachuk. Doesn't sound like a great answer, does it?
No.
Okay. So anyway, I agree with you. But again, Tosfos is living in a world, right? Tosfos already said before, she shouldn't, you know, we don't even need osobelosa. So Tosos here, right, basically, you know, says the same thing. He says, Yesh lifso kirav. We should really paskin like Rav. And that would lead us to the conclusion that women are invalid. And generally, the Kali Horah is that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. Nonetheless, Mahalach Rav, the Bryce, the Rabbi Danasi, Kaima Kavase. Because it's based on the earlier source of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Aval, Tosos admits that not everybody agrees. The Baal Halachos Gedolos, Pasuk Di Shekir Lamol, Ularav, Damrein Shekir Lamol, Tzarech Chafarish, Perikam De Kiddushin. What's he going to do with our big Gemara? Dematzrich Oso Velo Osa, Lemedrish, Sheina Chayev, Islamol Bina, Haino Levakesh Lamalo. He says, well, if a woman isn't kosher altogether, Gemara and Kiddushin doesn't make any sense. The Gemara and Kiddushin is asking a question, how do I know that she's not Chayev? Chayev, who said Chayev? She's Pasul Lagamre. So it must be that when the Gemara was asking, you know, how do I know that a mother or a woman is not obligated to, you know, give a bris mila to her son or to, in general, you know, that it, what that means is she doesn't have to hire the moel. So obviously that is a very dachuk reading of the Gemara, but Tosos boxed themselves into a corner because Tosos interpreted that Gemara to be asking a question about women's involvement in the mitzvah of bris mila in general. Aaron and then Freddie, go ahead.
So the point is raised here, and we just have to make a distinction. She doesn't have a chiyuv, but does she have a reshus? I mean, she is in the bris in a more general sense.
Sure, right.
And
so
as a parent, you know, you even say it's a chesed to be doing this for her child because it's his chos to, you know, to do it for him. So there seems to be an area where you could approach this. Okay, she's not high, but she has the reshus, so maybe even a parental obligation. And as far as the bris, she is broadly within the bris.
100%. Okay, so Aaron, I think we're going to see that what you're articulating is a very important counter. Tosfos did not consider that perspective, but I'm, you know, going to pivot in a second to say that I think Tosfos, you know, categorically, both in Kiddushin and in Avodah Zarah, consequently, right, because it's the same basic perspective, and to a great degree the Mitzvah as well, I think they took a reading of the Gemara, which is simply not the pshat in the Gemara, and the Minchas Chinuch followed very much along in their wake, right? And I think that there's a much simpler way of going about this, which will then tie back into our broader approach in Shitas HaRambam. Yeah, Freddie, go ahead.
I think my question is similar to Aaron. Let's say she goes ahead and does the
Milah. Right. Which you have to do, like, Hatafas Dan Bris. Yeah, right. That, by the way, is a machokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah with respect to, you know, an Oved Kochavim. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Oved Kochavim filu ma'ol v'yimo klal v'yimal inter klaks or v'lam mo'ol pam shenis. And the Ramah, based on the position of the Smag and the Goes Maimunio, says Hatafas Dan Bris. So Freddie very intelligently is asking, yeah, shouldn't that be the same question by Isha? Very good. So what you're saying makes sense in principle. We'll get to there in practice. Yeah, Herb, go ahead.
The case where the mother is Jewish, but the father is not.
Ah, so excellent.
She's at least orchestrate she's Jewish.
He's right.
Jewish, he's not. He's not.
Comes up all the time. Comes up.
She has to orchestrate to a certain degree, whatever, how it's done for her.
Comes up all the time. Obviously, there's a chiv d'araisa bris mila, but whether or not you can aspire more to hasaras ha'orla, that's the point. Ah. So now, I'd like to suggest is the
following. What was just raised?
The question was, let's say you just have, you know, unfortunately, you know, Bavano Seinu HaRabim, a very, very, very common case today where the father's not Jewish, right? Well, dead is a little bit different. Dead is a little bit different, as we'll talk about. Okay, so let's now get back to the issue at hand. Tosfos, it seems to me, took a very unusual, even odd, reading of the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin said, "Ihi minalan delo mechayva." If you look in that Gemara, it's obvious from context we're talking about mitzvah habein alaav, right? And we talked about anashim chayavin v'nashim pturos. Ihi is not a question about women in general. It's a question, by the way, Rashi says this beferish, about the mother. Exactly. In other words, the question of Tosfos doesn't get off the ground. Tosfos is saying, I don't get it. Why do I have a special gzeres hakas of oso velo osa? Isn't it just a mitzvah saseh shazman grama and the ritva and the turei evan and the minchas chinuch? All like, you know, once they heard that from Tosfos, they thought that was the sugya. The Rambam didn't think that was the sugya at all. It's two separate questions. One question would relate to women in general. And there you can ask the question at two levels. Are they obligated? Okay, or even if they're not obligated because of the mitzvah seh shazman grama, are they allowed to? Like the sugya avodah zarah. The question in Kiddush had literally nothing to do with that. The question is, once we determine this is a parental obligation, how do I know that it's a paternal as opposed to a maternal obligation? Vayam al Avraham es Yitzchak b'no kasher tziva oso elokim oso velo oso. Rashi says beferush. We're talking about Sarimenu. So the whole vortex into which Tosfos sucked us all, right, we can now extract ourselves and we can appreciate there are two completely different issues. The whole idea of Mitzvah Seh Shasman Grama isn't going to account for this special obligation that a mother might have vis-a-vis her child. So what Oso Velo Osa deals with, right, is the question of does the mother have a parallel obligation to the father? And the answer is no. That doesn't begin to tell you about the Sugya of Avodah Zarah. The Sugya of Avodah Zarah, the Rambam will tell you, is a completely different Sugya. What is that Sugya about? Can a woman, forget about the mother, can a woman in general perform a bris milah? V'ataz b'ti tishmor on the one hand, and himol yimol, right? And it happens to be, I'll show you in just a second, right? The Rambam, if you look at the 10th source, Paskins, according to the Klali Hora that we all know very well, Machokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Fundamentally, she's allowed to do it. So the Rambam says, 10th source, Hakol Ksherin Lamul, Vafilu Ariel, Vaebed, Vaisha, Vakatan, Malin, Bimakom, Shein, Shamish. I'll come back to that. It might not be optimal, to have a woman do it, but if there's no man, certainly she can do it. The Rambam is not talking about the mother. The Rambam is not talking about any of that, okay? Which is where the Mechaber said you don't need to do Hatavas Dabris. So once again, the Minchas Chinuch, Lishitaso, but I also think if Yani is Daiti and, you know, Biyuras HaKavod, Bita'uso says something very strange, commenting on this Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch, the next verse says, Mavur B'shas Shuchnarch, the Oso V'lo Osa. The Rambam lo hevi zeh kan beferish, ach mele nishma, shekasem achiyav ala av, ala bezdin, melatsu miklal de ein chiyav ala isha. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch says, oh, yeah, but you can figure it out by implication, right, even though the Rambam didn't quote Oso V'lo Osa, but you can see that the Rambam, you know, comes to the same place. But again, I can't...
But Minchas Chinuch said the word Ein Chiyav Al Yishuv.
Right, 100%. Yes, right. So again, the point here is that there are two very, 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 very different issues at stake. One of them is this acceptable for a woman to do? And the Rambam says, yes, it's acceptable, but it might not be ideal, and I'll explain... You know, why it may not be ideal, like in Ish, in just a moment. We'll get to that. That will sort of build up to for the last point of this year. But in terms of Oso V'lo Osa, the Rambam accepted the Gemara at face value that a mother doesn't have any unique obligation. The father, as we said, L'shitas HaRambam, has a unique kiyum, because it's kiyum of Hachnasa Bebris. If the father isn't there, so then it goes not from the father to the mother, it goes from the father to the Beis Din. And if the Beis Din somehow drops the ball, or they aren't around, or they just don't know, I mean, you know, these things happen. So then it passes on to the Arel Atzmo. In other words, the mother isn't in the line of succession. Now here, I have to quote from the Hafla, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, the Sefer HaMakne, Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz, who says something that I think is very, very strange. Very strange. The Minchas Chinuch likes it. So if you just take a look here at the 13th source, and come back to Fred. So Matzasi b'Sefer HaMakne, again, this is the Rabbi Chassam Sofer, who's the Talmud of the Magen of Meserich, Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horowitz, the Baal HaFla, the author of the Sefer HaMakne, V'ayin Shem Shekasov, Adem Mavur, Adem Mutal, Ela Bezdin, Lav Davka Bezdin, Ela Kol Yishmi Yisrael Mutal, Kimo Gabi Kiso Edam, V'dayto Sham, Davdi Nisha Mechuyav Eslamo Bena, Haino B'tar Eschiyuv Ben, Aval Hi Bechlal Kol Yishmi Yisrael, I find that to be quite strange, right? The Gemara makes a point of saying, how do I know that she's not in the line of succession? Oso velo osa, the mother, right? She's not. It goes from the father to Beis Din. Now, I'm arguing, Lishitas HaRambam, that the father to Beis Din is a chasm. It's a yawning chasm. The father has a special chiyuv of krisas halachnisa bebris, which is why he has a different bracha lamul also ben, which is why he makes the bracha uniquely lachnisa bebris shalav ramavino against the raivin, and only the father gets to make shachianu, and all batei din can really accomplish is lahasir ha'orla. But the mother is not in the line of succession, okay? And the Sefer HaMakne wants to say, no, we don't really mean Beis Din. I think that's very strange. And the Rambam, if you take a look back, you know, at the ninth source, we skipped over it deliberately, the Rama makes it quite clear that the line of succession is to be taken literally. Mila mitzvah zeh shechayav nala kares, mitzvah av lamol asbeno, avar av lomal, osan batal mitzvah zeh, ve'eno chayav kares, shena kares salab al reil atzmo, beis de mitzvah lamol osa ben, okay, v'lo yanichu arel bi Yisrael, v'lo be'abdeh. And as I said before, the whole point, right, is that we're not supposed to allow an arel to exist. Ein malim b'no shaladim shalom yidaito, because we don't want to take away his mitzvah, and we wouldn't be accomplishing the same mitzvah. Alim kein avar v'nimna lamulo shebezdin malin oso bal korcho. Then Bezdin steps in. Isalim bezdin lamalo oso kshiyigdal hu chayav lamulo satzmo. I don't think there's a scintilla of evidence in the Rambam or in the Gemara to support the Sefer HaMakne. The Sefer HaMakne is saying, you know, a woman is logara mi Bezdin. Really? I don't think so at all. I think Bezdin, once the father, you know, doesn't fulfill his responsibility, Beis Din steps in. If Beis Din doesn't do it, it devolves to the Ariel Atzma. But again, none of that implicates the question, what about a woman's kashrus to do it altogether? And we saw that's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos endorses Rav, the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Rambam endorse the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The only question left for us to answer, because I think we have a very clearer perspective that the Rambam simply interpreted the Gemara, Osov lo Osah, to be radically different than Tosfos. Tosfos was so influential that the Ritva followed him, and to write the Minchas Chinuch got, you know, kind of vortexed into that discussion. The only question that we have left to answer is, why is it that once we're not dealing with the father, again, we understand very well that the father has a unique status, but once we're not dealing with the father, why does the Rambam say that there's a maila to an ish over an isha, right? Remember, that was the Psak Halach of the Rambam, when the Rambam wrote in Perek Beis, Avilchos Mila, Filu Arel, Ve'eved V'isha, Malin, B'makom She'en Sham Ish. So the Kesef Mishnah in the 12th Source points out that this is not actually an original Psak Halach of the Rambam, but like many times, the Rambam was following the Shita of the Rif. So Kesef Rif is so Perek Rav Lazar, Demila, Hilka, Checha, Delak, Agavra, Yehuda, the Yadul Mimhal, the Ika Itisa Yehudisa, the Yadul Mimhal, Mumala, Shapir Dami, the Halacha, Kirab Yochanan, Kaimalan, Rab Rab Yochanan, Lach Rab Yochanan. Oh, so the Rambam here was based on the Rif. So we can pass the buck back two generations. Everybody here remembers, right? The Rif is kind of a halachic hero for the Rambam. The Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon HaDayan, was a Talmud of the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash was head and shoulders, the Talmud Muvak of the Rif. Okay. He took over when the Rif was exiled from Morocco. He had a yeshiva in Spain, and that yeshiva was taken over by the Rimi Gash. The Rambam had like great. The Rambam was not easy to impress, as you can imagine. The Rambam had like incredible admiration for the Rimi Gash, for his father's Rebbe. He once wrote of his father's Rebbe, the Rimi Gash, who he knew through his father. His father was his Rebbe, but the Rimi Gash he knew through his father, Sichlo Mavis, that he finds, and it's a big compliment from the Rambam, he says that his intellect is awesome. Literally, it inspires fear and reverence that a person could, you know, have such a tfisa in Torah. So very often, right, you know, especially as far as the traditions of the Rif were concerned, so this is one of them. Again, so it just passes the buck. So the one question that I think I have, an achrayas left to answer is, once the Rambam deems an Isha Kshera, and again, that appears to be Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the question is really in the other direction, Tosos Paskins like Rav, you know, against Rabbi Yochanan, but the point being, you know, once you Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, why is there a Mila to an Ish over an Isha? That's a hard question to answer. The Rif, it was the source of the Psak Halach of the Rambam in that regard. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and a Machlokes between, that's a strong word, but a bit of tension between the Shach and the Taz, how to interpret the Ramah. So like I mentioned before, what was a Machlokes Hamoraim, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, about the kashrus of a woman to do Bris Mila, became a Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos endorsing Rav, that a woman can't do a Bris Mila. The Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Rambam endorsing Rabbi Yochanan, that a woman can do a Bris Mila. So, as is often the case, that just got passed, you know, the baton got passed up to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who wrote the following. So this is in the 14th source. Hakol Kshirim Lamo, Afilu Eved Isha V'Katan, Arul Yisrael Shemesu Echemach Pasmilo, V'im Yesh Yisrael Gadol Sheyodea Lamul, Hu Kodim L'Chulan. Okay, so the Mechaber was not being original here. He just took this from the Rambam, who took it, you know, from the Rif. Then the Ramah strikes back, V'yishomer the Isha Lo Simol, that a woman shouldn't do a Bris Mila, presumably even in a case where there's no man, V'cheino Agin L'Hadar Achar Isha, and we should always look for a man. So the Taz says, like innocuously, Pasach HaYeshomrim K'Rav, right? That the Ramah is following Rav. No, you know, great surprise here, because Tosfos says that. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin. The Shach was a little bit annoyed, let's say, at that language. He says, I don't really get what the Ramah is trying to say. If he's trying to say that a Paskin like Tosfos, and like others, the Smak and the Goz Maimonios as well, as you can see quoted, so what does it mean, V'chei Noagin? Don't tell me V'chei Noagin, like that's the Minag. You know, first of all, you know, it's a very unusual case. The Shach doesn't like the language of a chei noagin. I mean, how often does it happen that there's really, you know, no man around who would know how to do bris mila? Don't tell me the chei noagin in what's admittedly a very idiosyncratic case. Now, had the Shach lived, it's a good thing that he didn't see it, but had he seen the Soviet Union, you know, he would have realized that there were as many women who, you know, who knew how to do bris mila. There were educational opportunities for women in the Soviet Union, you know, as much as there were men, but there were religious opportunities for nobody. So you know, in the Soviet Union, it was just as likely as to find a woman who could surgically perform a bris milah than a man. Now, Oved Kochavim, who was it that raised this point before? Freddie, excellent. So, Oved Kochavim, Vilu Maolo Yimol Klal, Vimalin Tzarech Lachsol Nilamol Pam Shnia, We Ashkenazim Ar Machmir, V'yeshomer D'chayavim Lachsol Ahatim Menu Dan Bris, V'chein Ikar. Okay, so what you see here is this very fascinating language in the Ramah, which bothered the Shach, Isha Lo Timo, V'cheino Again Lahader Achar Ish. So again, the Taz's assumption was that we're saying is that B'diavid and Isha Ein Akshera. The Shach, like I said, was mistopic. He didn't know exactly what the Rama meant by that. He says, V'cheino Again Lahader Achar Ish, that we should try as much as we possibly can to find a man. Now, is it possible, I'm not sure myself, that this Shita is actually not all that different than the Rif and the Rambam, right? That the Rif and the Rambam, unlike the Taz's reading, were saying that you, of course, would look for a man, even though we pass from like Rabbi Yochanan, the B'dieved, and Isha's Ksheir Olamul, but we would want to have a man do it, again, based on the Rif. But the question would be, why? Once we all agree, the father is a different category than everybody else. The father is accomplishing a different mitzvah altogether, because that's Knisa Lebris. That's why, as we said last year, reiterated this year, the father uniquely can make the bracha lamual saben. Only the father gets to say Shachianu, the Shitas HaRambam. Only the father gets to say Lachnisa B'Riso Shal Avraham Avinu. When it's anybody else, Bezdin or anybody else, so all we're really accomplishing is Hasaras HaOrla. That's all we're accomplishing. And as we said, the line of succession is very clear. It goes from the father to Bezdin. The Bezdin can't do it. He has to do it himself. In theory, at that point, a woman could do it. So why do we say that if you have a female versus a male, and neither of them is the father, and neither of them is Bezdin, right? So what value is there to having the male over the female, right? That's the point that, you know, we have to wonder about, because the Rambam himself admits that he would concede that point. So does anybody want to take a stab at it? Where did the Rambam, and when I say the Rambam, here I mean the Rif as well, because it's pretty clear that this aspect of the Psak Halach of the Rambam, really, as the Kesef Mishnah pointed out, came from the Rif. And the reason I say for the Rambam it's uniquely important is because the Rambam seems to operate in like a binary world where the father is everything, and then there's everybody else. Right, so yeah, it's true, Bezdin before the Aril himself. I totally disagree with the Sefer HaMakna. I don't think it's Bezdin Lav Dafka. I think the Rambam thinks it's Bezdin Dafka. But, you know, once you get down to the lower levels here, and all we aspire to do is that the kid shouldn't walk around as an Aril, Chalila, so who cares if it's really an Isha versus an Ish? What added value is there? It's not as if it's the Bezdin. It's not the father. Right, so we already dealt with the question of the mother. The mother is no different than any other woman in this regard. That's the Xeris HaKasav of Oso Vilo Osa. So why would we possibly care that, you know, to quote from the Ramah, even Lahadir Acharish, why would we make that, you know, a priority? So anybody have it? Sefer HaMakna says, yeah, he says that when the Gemara says Bezdin, it's Lav Dafka. That means it's open season. Whoever can do it. So I think that's very, very dachuk. The Gemara seems to make a point and quotes a pasuk from the Chumash itself to justify that once the father, where it's clear, you know, how it's clear to us, maybe if he's dead, it's clear he's not going to do it. If nobody's seen him in 20 years, he's not going to do it. But, once you know, however you know, that the father is into the picture, the Makna says, Bezdin is Lav Dafka. A woman's no different than Bezdin. I find it very difficult. I find it different than the Gemara. I still don't think that's what the Rambam meant to say. It sounds like Bezdin has a special yichus. So sometimes, because what happens is, the Rav like to talk about this a lot. Bezdin is sort of like the spiritual apotropos for Klal Yisrael. You know, so if there's an Aril walking around, that does become a chiyuv on Bezdin. But to get back, you know, to this issue, and that's exactly what the Makna said. Oh, yeah, a woman's no different than Bezdin. I don't think so. But anyway, the point is, why would you care once we get really far down? You don't have a father anymore. You don't have Bezdin anymore. So the kid's walking around. He's an Aril. Do we really? And let's say there are two people who could do it. One's a woman and one's a man. So the Rambam is saying, you know, better to have the man do it. Even the Rambam is saying that, right? the Rambam, not Tosfos. Tosfos says women are, you know, psulos lamila, you know, and so the smock, and so the hagos mimunius. But for the Rambam, why is there a mila? Why does the Rambam say isha ksheru lamul b'makom she'ain sham ish? Right? Who cares? Well, why? And again, this is from the Rif. Hecha deleka gavra Yehuda the other lemimal v'ika isisa Yehudisa the other lemimal umala shapir dami. So the Rif is saying only if there's not a gavra Yehuda. Ah, okay. So Fred is saying, it's a good. I was hoping somebody would say that. So one way to say it is that it's a machokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Generally speaking, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that the isha should be ksheru lamul. We would have liked to have the father. We didn't have the father. Maybe we'd have liked to have Bezdin. We didn't have that either. So, you know, moving down the chain, right? Rabbi Yochanan says isha ksheru lamul, but maybe the Rambam even was, you know, mistayeg a little bit, and Rav disagreed and felt that isha is not ksheru lamul because, after all, v'yata is brisi tishmor. She hasn't undergone the bris milah, and after all, not like the Rambam of Tosfos and Nikol, but Tosfos was choshesh that maybe we should paskin like Rav in this case, or as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said so. So Fred is saying the process argument. What's a process argument? Just to say the Rambam didn't want to, you know, what's that? No, it's good. It's good. Process arguments are important. That since we have a machlokas amoraim, and generally we'll paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but here Rav's position seems to be supported by earlier sources, so maybe we'll hedge our bet and say that lechatchila we should try to be machmir for Rav's point of view, and b'diavad will be so mechan Rabbi Yochanan. I personally don't get that impression that this is a concession to Rav. But Fred, what you're saying is very good. Okay. So is there any way to make like a non-process argument, halachic process argument, and argue that on a fundamental level, the Rambam felt that there was still a kiyum to a man over a woman, even though, again, unlike Tosfos, possibly unlike Lirama, depending on how you understand him, like the Taz or like the Shach, right, even though the Rambam wasn't willing to say Isha Psula B'dieved. So I'd like to... Not a chiyuv. But that there's an additional dimension that when the man does the bris milah, we look at that as maybe, you know, worth something a little bit more. So I'd like to suggest that maybe the way that the Rambam read the Gemara was not that he was afraid, so to speak, like we paskin like Rav, but maybe the way the Rambam read the Gemara was that there were two values, right, that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan were expressing. So Rabbi Yochanan was talking about himol yimol, that to give a bris milah, a person can't be an Ariel themselves. The good news is that a woman is keman demale dami. It's as if she underwent bris milah because she's not walking around with Orla. And even the case of the Ariel, right, but it's mesu echav machmas milah, there we look at that as honest. That's not an affront to us. So we don't say that that person is considered to be begeder, the normal status of an Ariel. So that's one dimension. Ah. But Rav had said Viata as Brisi Tishmor. And the way the Rambam understood that is that they're not mutually exclusive. That really, in terms of a mohel, anytime we get past the father is obviously the ideal, because for him, Mila begins the trajectory of being Machlis, his child, the Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. But once we get past the father, there are still different Madregos. So the minimum madrega is at least somebody shouldn't be walking around as an Arel. For an Arel to perform the bris milah is very problematic. I'm not talking about mesu achav machmas milah. The good news is that the woman at least checks that box. But it doesn't have yatas brisi tishmor. The idea here being that somebody who underwent bris milah, who actually underwent that, a woman did not. That's not her fault that she didn't. But the Rambam perceived that as a value. So even if, right, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam's version of paskin like Rabbi Yochanan was to say, of course Rabbi Yochanan acknowledges that there is affirmative value in having the person who confers the bris milah on this child having undergone the same bris himself. The idea is that this is an intergenerational chain. And so if you can have a Gavra Yehuda, to quote from the Rif, who did that, the Rambam recognizes that as an additional, you know, kiyum. So if you ask the Rambam, bottom line, Isha Ksheru Lamul, the answer is yes. Because, you know, the absolute threshold to be able to participate is Himol Yimol. that, you know, as long as a person isn't an arel in a renegade fashion, so that person can achieve bris milah, assuming that they're skilled and competent to do so. But the Rambam never said that there isn't a value in having v'ataz brisi tishmor, which is what Rav articulated. So again, Fred, a little bit different than your approach, which is to say he thought it was a safek how we paskin, and that the Rambam thought that these were two complementary values. Ah, so if that's true, I'd like to suggest the following, that maybe the Shach actually was onto something. When the Raman said v'isha lo timol, so the Taz says, okay, he's just going straight with Shitas Rav. He's saying that a woman isn't Kshera, v'cheino again lahader acharish. That's the way the Taz read it. The Shach says, I don't know. That sounds like a little bit funny. Why, if that was really true, why would you say, you know, v'cheino again? I would add to that, lahader acharish means that we should really try as much as we possibly can to try to get, you know, a man to do it. If you can't find a man, so maybe, you know, we should be open to this idea that isha lo timol is just an optimal statement. Why? Maybe exactly for the reason that the Rambam himself said, "Bimakom she'ein sham ish." So if that's really true, then what would emerge is the following. What we really have is three distinctive perspectives in the Rishonim. One of them is the position of the Balei HaTosfos, so that a woman fundamentally, she's just psul lamon. We need v'ataz brisi tishmor. That's the bottom line threshold. That's the way the Taz understood the Rambam. The other perspective is to say that, look, a woman is fully acceptable to do bris milah when we say she's kshera, like the Bahag, Paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan. And once you get past the father, that everybody agrees, the father is a category unto himself. I explained why I think that's true. But so, you know, once you get down the line, you don't have the father, you don't have Bezdin, you have two people, so maybe there's no difference between a man and a woman. Okay, so she could do the bris milah. So that could be the Baal HaLachos Gedolos. Then you have the middle view of the Rambam, where the Rambam is suggesting that he thinks it's a little more subtle than that. Because even far down the line, you don't have the father anymore, you don't have the Bezdin anymore, and you're choosing between two equally skillful, competent, you know, halachically observant Jews, one happens to be a man, one happens to be a woman, the man may have the advantage because the value that Rav was expressing, even though Rav was taking it to a much further degree, that a woman should be psula ladun, according to the Gemara, v'ataz brisi tishmor, the Rambam didn't think it was maki, but he thought it was a kiyum. So the Rambam says, look, you know, at minimum you need somebody who's not an RL, but it's better to have somebody who underwent bris milah themselves. So that would be then a middle view. So b'makom she'en shamish, we would use an isha. Now for the coup de grace, I have a minute, so I could just make this point. I think now, at this point, we can put the Rambam together and make a little bit more of a grand theory. Very briefly. So we said, for the Rambam, the father is distinctive. What makes the father distinctive? Because unlike when anybody else does the bris milah, the Bezdin, the Arel himself, man, woman, only the father's bris milah is knisa labris. That's why the father says a different bracha, not al hamila, lamula saben. That's why the father, and the Rambam says, I don't care what the Ravid says, where anybody can make lachniso. Only the father can say lachniso b'biso shel Avraham Avinu, because only the father's bris milah is the beginning of, as we answer, right? Kenti kanei sator l'chob l'maisim tovim. Right? Everybody else is going to go home from the bris. The father is going to take that kid home, and then the father's going to do the pidyon haben, if that's relevant. Then the father is chayev l'lamdo Torah. Then the father is chayev, you know, lasio isha l'lamdo umnos and lashito b'nahar. For the father, it's the beginning of the relationship. It's not a discrete mitzvah performance. Ah. So the Rambam is saying the father is totally different. That's what we pointed out, like I said, last year. We might go back over that point this year. But the Rambam says maybe that proposition isn't entirely all or nothing. Because in the tzura of the mitzvah of bris milah, we can still argue that even though you don't have the father, and it's definitely not the same, and mostly what you're accomplishing is just removing the status of an orla from this child, me'usahia orla, you might still want to have a man as opposed to a woman. Why? Because at least at that point, there's a notion of the intergenerational chain. This man, Jewish man himself, was entered into the bris of Avram, and he's going to enter this child in the bris of Avram. That doesn't make him the father. I get that it doesn't make him the father. He's not taking the kid home with him. He's not going to be responsible for his pidyon haben. He's not going to be chayav lamdo Torah. He's not going to be chayav lamdo umdas. He's not going to be chayav lasio isha. He's not going to be chayav lashito benar. None of that is true. But it still evokes one element of the father. The father is obviously much better, but the idea that it evokes is the idea of the intergenerational nature of bris milah aviata is brisi tishmor. The pasuk says, you know, davar tziva le'elef dor. I always point this out in the shul when we have bris milah. You know, zachar li'olam briso davar tziva le'elef dor. What makes bris milah so meaningful is the intergenerational nature of it. That, and we can't help but think about that. That's why we all scream out, and the Rambam Paskin says, when you see a child go into the bris, kein tikana satar l'chopa l'maisim tovim, right, that the idea is that it will produce the next generation. So I think there is a kiyum daraisa for the Rambam to have somebody who underwent that process, not just somebody who's not an aral, a woman meets the threshold. So the Rambam, based on the riff, will say, look, if you can have a man who underwent mila, do the bris mila, it doesn't make him the father. It's still a far cry from the father, but there is a dimension of knisa lebris that a man can accomplish vis-a-vis a woman. And that might be, again, I'm just suggesting this, the Shach was picking up on the funny language of the Ramah, yesh omrim de'isha lo simo, right, v'cheino agin lahadir acharish. And maybe those words, v'cheino agin lahadir acharish, is we're searching for that kiyum. Is it going to be an absolute ikuv b'di'eved if we can't find him? I'm not sure that, as the Taz assumed, the Taz thought that for sure the Ramah was paskening like Tosos. I'm not so sure. And I think it's possible that even the Ramah would have, you know, if pressed, said, no, of course you can rely on a woman if nobody else is there to do it, but better to have the man, because the man reflects this idea of the intergenerational nature of bris milah. Aaron, let me just give you the last word.